Well, Eamon, first of all, delighted you could join us this afternoon. It's the start of the club championship as the focus switches from the Ulster Championship for this weekend to here in Donegal to the club scene and the start of the championship. And before we look at tomorrow's games or this weekend's games in general, what do you make of this new format of the group system as opposed to the old home and away?
You know, for myself, all the football I would have played would have been with the old system, the home and away, and we probably, you know, you might go to playoff games, you were guaranteed two, anyway, nearly three, but this with this system as well, you're just, it's a change, but it's you're still guaranteed three games this way. To me, I don't know. I think it gives better leeway for players. They know where they stand going into the last game. I think it takes away a lot from the home and away system as well, because the higher tempo where teams get, you know, if you get a turned over away from home first, you get the opportunity to beat the team at home then or whatever, you know. I don't know. I would prefer the old way, but I suppose it has to be, give it a few years yet till we see
and
overall,
what,
you know, but it's the breaks in between.
That's what I was just coming to, you're going to have first round games this evening and tomorrow, and then probably there's actually no more championship football until the end of August.
Yes, that's the thing, that's what spoils the championship every year, you know, is the breaks in between, and I suppose if Donegal are winning, that's you know, we don't mind. You know, you don't mind the breaks, but it's, you know, you have players then heading away to America, and they'll be heading away on holidays and breaks and for a couple of months here and there, you know, and they can still come back, like Mark McHugh went away last year and he was back. I don't know, it takes the good out of the championship for me, to be honest, you know.
Anyway, looking at the groups and looking at the championship overall, you know, everybody seems to be mentioning St. Julian's, Kilcar, St. Michael's, Glenswilly, more or less in that kind of order.
For me, it's Glenswilly and Unions, the top two. And then after that, you have a group of maybe four. You know, as you say there, you have St. Michael's seem to be in good league form the year, and they seemed, I watched them playing there one day, and they played very well. Glenty's now with less county men. Maybe their club might benefit more from that, you know. They'll not be far away. They still have a young enough team. Guidor will not be far away either. You know, it's hard to look past the top two, though, Unions and Glenswilly, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. And looking at the groups, you have what, Group 1, you have Guidor, Glenswilly in Group 1, Mallon and Sean McCool's. Who do you see as the ones to emerge from that group?
Yeah, well, it's hard to look past Glenswilly and Guidor. We played McCool's the last 2 years. They were in our group and along with Four Masters and Glenfinn. But I just think Glenswilly and Pedora left too much for Malland.
Mm-hmm. And McCool's and that one. And then we move on to Group 2. Of course, your own club, Ardrar, in it, St. Junan's, Dunloa, and Niamh Connell. You've mentioned Niamh Connell, you've mentioned St. Junan's. Is that the likely pairing out of that one?
Yeah, well, it's our own boys have probably the league form. You know, you can either, some teams don't really look into much in league form, you know, and I think Ardra are one of those teams really, but they need to start scoring more. That's our downfall at the minute. It's just we've plenty of big men and we're getting chances, but we're not putting the ball over the bar. And I think if we can settle in front of goal more, we'll cause plenty of damage. I know teams are probably writing us off, but I think Ardra will not be far away. It's hard, like Unions will more than likely come out of that group.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a battle, like going down to Dunloa. Like we have to travel to Dunloa, which is never, we never get, we've always bothered over the years getting points there, you know.
Yeah. But look, just looking, you, yourselves and St. Unions are the two teams in that group that have home games. You're at home against St. Unions this weekend, and you're also home against Niamh Connell, which is a tasty one and kind of takes on a life of its own.
Well, the Glentish game, the Niamh Connell game, it'll be our last game and their last game, and it'll be in our draw. So if the two teams need a one or, you know, needed, it's going to set it up for a real clinger of a game, you know.
Yeah, and then moving on to Group 3, you have Glenfinn, Four Masters, St. Michael's and Clonealy.
Well, I think St. Michael's will come out of that group handy enough, and it's going to be a battle. Four Masters, probably their league form's not going great either. New management there, they hadn't got a manager for the first few games, and McBride's in there now, and he's probably trying to get a system with them. But Glenfinn, you know, I think for Masters are playing Glenfinn away this weekend.
Yeah, that's
so,
right, yeah.
You know, for Masters, that's going to be a sticky one there, but, you know, I'm still fancying maybe... I wouldn't fancy any team really in that to come out of that. It's going to be a tight battle there.
Yeah,
and it'll probably determine how the thing's going to go after that. You know.
Yeah, and the final group is Kilcar, Niamh Murrah, Termon, and Killybegs. Kilcar, the front runners, obviously.
Yeah, Kilcar come out of that handy enough as well. Termon probably are going. They're on good enough league form at the minute. Killybegs are kind of. They were, you know, all over the place at the minute with St. Catharines there. They were missing a lot of players. They hadn't got their full team out yet at all, I don't think.
Yeah. And so, they have a good championship record, in fairness, as we saw a couple of years.
They always left it for championship. They've made two finals now in the last number of years. So there's plenty of experience there. And they have a young team. I know they're missing... Christopher Martin was injured there for a while, and Brent Maguire was injured and that. So it depends how them boys now get back settled back after last week. They won the soccer last week, so they're fond of the party, and some of them boys.
Anyway, on to this weekend's games, and we have what, four games this evening and four more tomorrow. Starting this evening, Mallon, we didn't mention them for some reason at all. They're in Group 1. We did mention them earlier on, Group 1. They're at home to Sean McCool's this evening up in Connolly Park. I know you have your own experiences of going up there.
Yeah. Mallon again. I think Mallon might turn over McCool's on that one. They're due a one, like, you know. And I suppose they were struggling too with soccer. They had a lot of players missing there for the first number of games, but I think it's a tough place to go to get points or to get a victory, you know. It's very tough. I know our dad turned them over there earlier in the year, but our boys put on a big performance. But it's a tough place to go, and if McCool's go up there and get a result today, it'll, you know, fully deserved.
My apologies, actually. That game is tomorrow, believe it or not. That game
tomorrow.
We'll move back to the Saturday evening games. Guidoor and Glenshwelly. In terms of Group 1, I suppose it's a crunch game. Though I was just looking there, Eamon, actually Glenshwelly have two home games after this evening's game. That's against McCool's and against Mallon. So maybe the stakes aren't as high for them this evening as they are for Guidoor.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know that was the case. Now, the two home games is a big plus.
Yeah.
For the likes of Glenshwelly, you know, they're a good home team. That could really, like, if they go down there, as you say, and don't get a victory or anything, they're still probably be pretty confident, you know. But then the pressure's on as well. They have to win their second game then, you know.
Yeah, and we're hearing quite a lot of Guidoor players heading away as well. I'm not sure if they're away for this weekend.
Who's going to? I didn't hear much there.
I think Kevin Cassidy is heading away, and Christopher Sweeney may be heading away. I think I've seen something on Facebook this week where Christopher was already away. So, and some of the younger players are probably not gone yet. So, but it's an important game for Guidoor from that point of view to get a result if they still have their full or near enough complement.
Yeah, if that's the case, you know, with James Carroll and Danny Curran away as well, they're away last year there. So that's 4 or 5 year. You're probably first 15 for Guidoor seniors, you know, that's a big loss for them. Yeah. You know, I think Glenshwelly might have too much if they're missing the likes of them players, you know.
Yeah. And the other game this evening is, is that one we mentioned earlier, Glenfinn and Four Masters.
I think that's going to be a very tight game. Very tight game. I was looking at it yesterday in the paper there, we're just flicking through it, and I think there was a couple of us in the house, and we ended up kind of 50-50 on it. Who had won that? You know, so it's. I think that's going to be a tight battle there.
Yeah.
You know.
Would you hazard a guess on the outcome?
It's probably one of the only games that I couldn't really say either way.
Yeah.
I think Four Masters might come through it eventually. Mm. You know, with their bit of experience and their, you know, with likes of Carlisi in great form and Barry Dunyan and that. You know, if Barry Dunyan's back, but he didn't play against us in the league now, so. If he's playing, it'd be a big plus for them, you know.
Yeah, but Glenfinn's difficult opponents on their home ground, and after a poor start, they seem to have turned things around, and of course they have great penchant for getting goals as well, haven't they?
They always have. they always have against them. We know plenty about them. Like, we always had tough games with them. I don't, you know, even when we were lucky enough to win a championship them years, we never, in the league games, we could never really put away Glenfinnan. They're always tough at home, you know.
And Kilcar at home this evening against Niamh Mura, who are appearing in the championship again for the first time in quite some time. Kilcar very much fancied on that one, I'm sure.
Ah, yeah, that'll be, you know, it's great to see Niamh Mura back in the championship and that, you know, and I'm sure it's a big day out for the club and everything, but it's very hard. It's a tough opener for them, you know. I don't pity any team going into Kilcar to play championship, to be honest with you, you know. But then, you know, you look at what Michael's done last year, going in, and the, you know, if you have a proper pattern of play and get them, curtail them in the first half and that, you know, you never know what will happen.
But it's Kilcar for you in that one, is it?
Ah, without a doubt, yeah. I'll have to pick Kilcar there.
The other one we mentioned earlier as well, Terman and Killy Beggs, that's at the Bourne Road this evening.
Yeah, that's another one. We were just yesterday as well, we were looking through and picking it. That's another one that's along the lines of Glenfinnan and Fermanagh. It's going to be hard to call. I think on form and Terman being at home, you probably might just shade it. You know, I would have to shade Terman there in that one.
Yeah. And as we said, we covered Mallon and McCool's tomorrow. The other games tomorrow is St. Michael's at home to Clonmacnoise, last year's intermediate champions, and St. Michael's showing good form in the league.
Yes, Clonmacnoise, they're always a team that, you know, they keep coming back, and they're a good history down there. So, but I think St. Michael's, I watched them playing a few weeks ago, and their pace on the attack and everything with Christy Toy and Daniel McLaughlin and that, and they beat us pretty comfortable, but, and they were still missing. We were missing a few that day, but they were missing some of their good players that day as well, you know. So they have for once they have a bit of strength and depth there as well, you know, and I think they'll be too strong.
And then the other two games tomorrow is Niamh Connell at home to Dunloe, Dunloe struggling a bit in the league, Niamh Connell doing particularly well, and as you were mentioning earlier, probably not the distraction of recent years with the inter-county team. Anthony Thompson, I think, and probably Ethan O'Donnell and one or two of the minors are the only players that probably have the distraction this week and probably this summer for the championship.
Yeah, that's a big plus for Glenties this year, and I know by chatting a few of the boys, their numbers that they're getting for trainings and the squads they have, and you know, they've a good minor team there at the minute now as well, and they've drafted a few of them boys up into the reserves and seniors, and you know, they're confident over there. There's a, you know, so I think they'll be too strong for Dunloe, but they'll fancy their chances given it a rattle this year, you know.
Yeah, and the final one is your own Ardragh at home to St. Junan's. As you said, they need a good showing tomorrow against the reigning champions.
Yeah, in the last few weeks there, we've kind of been up and down in form and that, and it's not, as I said earlier, for the want of possession, we've plenty of possession and we can win ball. We're a big physical team, but it's just we're lacking a couple of prominent forwards. Maybe just we have the forwards, but it's just a wee bit of confidence I think they're lacking at the minute. We need a couple of players tapping over 4 and 5 points a game, and if that could, you know, no better day to do it. If that could happen, you know, on Sunday, you know, we'll tighten Unions, but I think Unions might just be too strong for us this week, you know. But if our boys can get their heads lifted and get a bit of confidence in their play, you know, we're always a good championship team down through the years, and I don't think it'll change that soon.
Where are you on that school of thought where maybe St. Unions are always vulnerable early on?
Well, I would always say that when I seen the draw and I seen we were playing them at home first game, I thought that's the best time to get them, you know. Not say I'm not overconfident or nothing, but if you're going to beat them, I think that's the best chance to get them.
Yeah, and overall, looking at the games this weekend, given that there's still two games to go, would it be fair to say really that the championship won't get up and running until the second round of games?
It'll be after the second round of games when teams know where they stand. And you know you have to go in and win your last game, or you don't have to. You know, if you win your first two, all you have to go out. You know, it's really after the second game that it really gets very exciting.
Yeah, and probably in a way, maybe if the underdog has a chance, their best shot at it is probably this weekend.
Yeah, first game out. Yeah, there was a few upsets there in the last couple of years. first game out of the to get off to a good start, and maybe a draw could do you then your next two if you're lucky, depending on results, you know, and scores and stuff, so on. So, no, you need to get off to a good start, definitely.
Look at Eamon, thanks a million, and we'll talk to you again maybe at some stage.
No bother, Tom, we'll meet along the road somewhere.
Okay, take care, bye. Appreciate it.